You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Good morning, theater lovers, and happy April 22nd. I'm Mark Peikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you're listening to Today in Theater History. The Importance of Being Earnest debuted on Broadway in 1895, starring Henry Miller as Jack Worthing. As of 2020, there have been 8 revivals of the Oscar Wilde classic. After touring, Olivia de Havilland opened in George Bernard Shaw's Candida in 1952. She made her Broadway debut a year earlier as Juliet in Romeo and Juliet. Rock opera The Who's Tommy opened in 1993 at the St. James Theater. Michael Cervis starred in the title role, originally played by Roger Daltrey in the 1975 film. The production won 5 Tony Awards, including Best Score, in a tie with Candoran Ebb's Kiss of the Spider-Woman. Studio 54 became the seedy underbelly of a carnival, complete with shooting gallery, spinning wheel, and unattainable prizes, when Stephen Sondheim and John Weidman's Assassins made its Broadway premiere in 2004. Directed by Joe Mantello, the cast included Michael Cerveris, Neil Patrick Harris, Mark Kudish, and Dennis O'Hare. The production won 5 Tony Awards, including Best Revival. Sondheim returned to Studio 54 in 2010 when Sondheim on Sondheim, part video documentary and part review, opened, offering the life story of Tony Award-winning composer-lyricist Stephen Sondheim. A decade after Assassins finally made its Broadway debut, another off-Broadway cult favorite came to the Great White Way when Hedwig and the Angry Inch, starring Neil Patrick Harris, opened at the Belasco. The John Cameron Mitchell and Stephen Trask rock musical won 4 Tony Awards, including ones for Harris, co-star Lena Hall, and Best Revival. The title role saw several high-profile replacements during the show's run, including Andrew Rannells, Michael C. Hall, Darren Criss, Taye Diggs, and Mitchell himself. Wayne Kirkpatrick, Carrie Kirkpatrick, and John O'Farrell's musical, Something Rotten, opened in 2015 at the St. James Theater. Brian D'Arcy James and John Cariani starred as two brothers, writing in the shadow of William Shakespeare and desperate to write a hit play of their own. Instead, they end up creating the world's first musical. Christian Borle won a Tony Award as Shakespeare. Also today in theater history, Frank Wildhorn, Gregory Boyd, and Jack Murphy brought the Civil War to New York City when the musical Saga opened at the St. James Theater in 1999. In 2003, Tony winner Leslie Uggams returned to Broadway as Muzzy in Thoroughly Modern Millie. 10 years later, Fiona Shaw opened in The Testament of Mary at the Walter Kerr. Blair Underwood and Nicole Ari Parker had a volatile date with destiny in the 2012 Broadway revival of Tennessee Williams' A Streetcar Named Desire at the Broadhurst Theater. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child opened in 2018 at the Lyric Theater, and Arthur Miller's All My Sons returned to Broadway in 2019, starring Tracy Letts, Annette Bening, and Benjamin Walker at the American Airlines Theater. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.